Well, I want to remind you that the golf show is brought to you by Cedarbrook Golf Course in Ross Traver, and we thank them for their support. This is one of these segments of the show where we're doing a welcome back to our first guest today. Brady Pivarnik was is a graduate of Latrobe High School. Has played competitively on the junior circuit for years, has been in college golf for a while, but it's not all been peaches and cream, as they used to say. And Brady's going to join me now on the heels of a very successful week at the West Penn Amateur at Butler Country Club. Brady won that, his first major on the West Penn circuit. Good morning, Brady, and thanks for coming on with me today.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, tell us a little bit about, and you don't have to go into all kinds of details, but tell us what it's been like to have some difficulties and have some struggles over the last few years with your golf game.
Yeah, it's been really tough, you know. After I got injured and stuff, I was in a pretty dark place mentally in golf. It taught me a lot about adversity, though, and, you know, finally being back to where I'm playing good golf and, you know, winning big tournaments like this feels pretty great. But, yeah, it was difficult there for a few years.
And you... you're out there banging away, and it's hard enough trying to find your game if it was ever actually lost. But then you have an injury too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
Yeah. So I broke my wrist, and you know, prior to that, I was still always playing golf. Granted, I never won any of these real big ones, but I was close several years, and I think it would have just been, you know, eventually I would have won something just, you know, by being in the mix so often. And then after I got injured, it took me about 2 years to get back to where I would, you know, be able to actually compete again for something like this, of this magnitude. So, it took me a long time.
And that was a wrist, right?
Yes, it was my right wrist, correct.
That would seem to be a fairly key part to a golf swing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I broke my left wrist when I was like 13 or 14, and then I broke my right one whenever I was 19 years old. So I got to see what both were like, and the right one was much, much worse, more important for my golf swing for some reason.
But you don't recognize, or you don't recommend breaking either one, all right?
I don't recommend breaking either one, but one was a few weeks, maybe 2 months, and one was 2 years. So,
yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out which one is the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
You played well up at Butler Country Club Monday and Tuesday. Shot rounds of 66, 74, 67. You had a four-shot win over J.F. Aber and Darren Kowalski. Obviously, Butler Country Club is always a difficult track, and it's always in great shape. How was it playing out there, and how did it feel to get back in the hunt again?
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, the course, like you said, I mean, it's just a great track. It's tough. It doesn't give you anything. There's no freebies out there. Even the par fives are hard holes. So it takes a lot of good shots to kind of, you know, give yourself good opportunities. And I was lucky enough to do that. And I had a lot of great players chasing me down the last day. So I knew I needed a good round. And luckily, I put that together and won.
And you had a pretty nice caddy along with you, too, didn't you?
Yeah, that was really special. My dad caddied for me the whole tournament, and he hasn't caddied for me in a long time, so it was kind of cool, you know, to have him on the bag for my first West Penn Am, and then this last one, which I won.
So where are you? You are now at Bowling Green, right? You have one more year of college?
Yes, sir. Yep. I'll be a senior at Bowling Green this year. I have a few more years of eligibility, but I'm not sure how I'm going to use those or if I will. So we're going to see.
Yeah, and that's nothing you have to decide right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's been kind of a process for you to go through getting settled somewhere and finding a home. Is that a nice way to describe that?
Yeah, it's a great way.
How difficult has that been?
Just the quick rundown. I was out of high school. I went to Penn State, and I was only there for a semester. I did not enjoy the environment, and I just didn't think that school was right for me, whether it was because it was so big or what, I didn't know. And then I went down to the College of Charleston after a semester, and I thought that would be a great place for me due to it had better weather. It was a small school. It was only, I think, 8,000 or 9,000 students versus up at Penn State, where I think they have 40,000 undergraduates. So I thought it would fit me much better, and COVID hit as soon as I got down there. I broke my wrist, and I ended up actually being kicked off the team due to an injury. So I didn't really have much of a choice to transfer after that one. And that's how I ended up at Bowling Green, which I love Bowling Green. I think it all worked out perfect for me.
Whenever you and you've been through the mill now, you've experienced ups and downs. Whenever you get to this point, like you said, this is your senior year, but you have some seasons of eligibility left. How do you look at your future?
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult decision. I'd love to play professionally. I think that would be something that's really cool, but at the same time, I would never want to turn professional when I feel that, you know, I would not be prepared and ready, and luckily I have all these years of eligibility to let me make that decision. And also, you know, if it came a time where, you know, in a few years or even next year, if I just felt like, yeah, maybe that life's not for me, the professional golf kind of road life, and, you know, grinding for a lot of years and trying to figure it out on tour and, you know, playing mini tour events and scraping for money, I would probably go another way. But yeah, it's a big decision, and you know, you've seen a lot of guys in this area do it, and some struggle and are out there for 3-4 years and, you know, come back and get some type of normal job, and some of them flourish and end up being Arnold Palmer, so, or Rocco Mediate. So yeah, it's a decision that obviously, you know, I have in my head, and it's not going to be an easy one, but I'm going to try to make my best decision here in a few years and just see where it goes.
You touched upon something that I hadn't thought about to ask you, but thank you for that help, and I'm going to ask you now. You're faced with this decision you're going to have to make one of these days, and at the same time, you're seeing what's going on in the golf world right now. Big money to go play the LIV. There's only 48 players in their tournaments, so the fields are going to be limited. What does that, all of that, how does that work in your mind in terms of decision-making for your future?
Yeah, you know, I think in a situation where you're a college kid like me and, you know, you're thinking about turning professional, I think a lot of kids, you know, probably they should be super excited about what's happening right now, and for a few reasons. One would be, you know, the financial aspect where you're seeing guys now get like crazy kind of money that you haven't really ever seen before in golf. And that's really cool. But the bigger part for college kids that I more so look at is, you know, those 48-player limited fields and, you know, the situation where those guys are signing with LIV and now all of a sudden they're not allowed to play the PGA Tour. That's 48 new open spots on the PGA Tour. So that opens up a huge thing for kind of young kids my age, you know, that are turning pro, that are looking at it. You know, you're taking 48 of the best players in the world and, you know, banning them from the PGA Tour. So it's a lot, it's going to be a lot easier to kind of, you know, get on the PGA Tour in the next few years for kids my age and kids a few years older than me. So as much as some people hate it, I think, you know, for a guy like me looking at it or a good player in college looking at it, I don't think anybody could be more happy. It's just more opportunity.
Right. Well, now all you have to do is go out and get it.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brady, thank you for coming on this morning. It was nice talking to you on Monday and Tuesday. And hopefully we'll be talking to you a lot more as we go along here.
Yep, that would be awesome. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. That's Brady Pivarnik, the 2022 West Penn Amateur Champion. And down the road, he's going to be making some decisions about how he wants his golfing future to be. And we'll follow along with how that goes. Hey, it's time for our second break of the day. And we'll do that. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.